Picture two triangles within the body. This is called the pranic triangle here, and this is called the masonic triangle here, or the monads triangle, the triangle of the monad. This is called monad. And this is called pranic. I think that's the way it's called, pranic. Okay, and this is the way you go in these chakras. If you're working with from the head down, you go from the base to the throat to the heart. Back to the base, the throat to the heart. If you're working with the head center, you should go from the head to the ulna center. Now the ulna center is this center in the back of the head. The throat center is the one that's in the front. Ulna center deals with the medulla oblongata, the cerebral vortex up here. So you're working with this in the higher monadic structure. Now you have to find out, this is like the lower and the higher energies of the individual. And so when you're working on this center, you're working on the back of the individual, and you're working from their base up to their throat, back to the heart. From their base up to the throat, back to the heart, back to the base. You're consciously working in that way, this triangle. And in the higher ones, you're aligning in that manner. From the head to the ulna, to the brow, to the head, to the ulna brow. From this one works up this way. This one works up. This one works down. It's simple. Okay. These pranic triangles here are important to balance with the individual. When the will to live in the individual is weak, you have to find out which one of these to work on. If the individual's will is weak in the physical state, then you would work on the lower one. If it's weak in the spiritual state, you would work on the higher one. It's that simple. And you would keep increasing energies there. There are four ether levels, etheric levels to consciousness, and they're represented respectively by the square, the half moon, the triangle, and the sphere. And the square represents the life ethers. The half moon represents the chemical ethers. The triangle represents the light ethers, and the circle represents the heat ethers. And when you're running your hand over the individual's body, you are feeling the heat ethers or the light ethers or the chemical or light ethers of that particular etheric body. So those are four applications of the etheric body. The square is the life ethers, the half moon is the chemical ethers, the triangle is the light ethers, and the circle is the warmth ethers. Now the incoming primal force or primary force that you're sending into the chakra goes through the chakra to the natus, to the nervous system. Now the natus is a transition between the etheric and the physical body. And then it goes from the nervous system into the endocrine system and then into the blood. So now it goes in this manner. It goes from the chakra through the natus, N-A-D-I-S, natus, which is within the etheric body, into the nervous system, into the endocrine, and into the blood. From the chakra to the natus, to the nervous system, to the endocrine system, to the blood. Dense liquid and gas are the first three levels of the physical dimension. The chakras have three main functions. First, to vitalize the physical body. Second, to bring about the development of self-consciousness. And third, to transmit spiritual energy in order to bring the individual into the states of spiritual being. So the first function of the chakra is to vitalize the physical body. The first function of the chakra is to vitalize the physical body. Vitalize the physical body. The second is to bring about the development of self-consciousness. First is to vitalize the physical body. The second is to bring about the development of self-consciousness. And the third function of the chakra is to transmit spiritual energy in order to bring the individual into the state of spiritual being. These centers are in the nature of distributing agents, providing dynamic forces as qualitative energy to a man or a woman. They produce definite effects upon the outward physical appearance, and through their continuous activity, his characteristic tendencies emerge. And so as this energy comes through by the action or interaction of that chakra, by its expansion or contraction, by its in or out movement, up and down or side to side movement, understand the chakras go in these directions. This is a chakra. It's got an up and down motion, up and down. It's got a side-to-side motion, side-to-side. It's got an in-and-out motion here, and then it's got a contracting and expanding motion. And then it has a rotation. It's also rotating. It's either rotating in this direction, or it's rotating in the other direction. If it's rotating in a counterclockwise motion, that means it's drawing energy in. If it's in a clockwise motion, it's sending energy out. Clockwise is out, counterclockwise is in. And so know that the chakra has all of there's more powers to it than that, but these are the ones I'm giving at this particular level.
If it goes clockwise,
it's expanding out. If it's going counterclockwise, it's taking the energy in. It's taking it in, or it's sending it out. Remember, it also has an expanding and contracting nature. See, it has an up and down, sideways, in and out, a contraction and expansion, and then a counter or clockwise motion. So those are some of the motions of the chakra. Now, there's also intensity. The chakra has intensity or the lack of intensity. Let's see, what is the lack of intensity? What is the word for that? Well, anyway, it has intensity and lack of intensity. It means it's brilliant or it's not so brilliant. You know, it's really glowing or it's not glowing. So you also have that factor to the chakra. The more active the chakra is, the more it glows. The less active, the less it glows. You see, it's that simple. That's how you know what chakras are open on an individual, by watching their activities. Now, you've got to train the mind to pay attention to that. You'll only get what you pay attention to. That's why you should go over your charts over and over and over again, paying attention to the chakras over and over, paying attention to them in yourself. Then you'll be able to see that in the other person. But if you're not paying attention to it in yourself, you're never going to see it anyplace else. It has to be within you in order for you to see it everywhere. It's that simple. And if you don't take it within yourself, you're not going to see that. It's that simple. There's no ifs, buts, or maybe about it. So you've got the radiance also of this. And then you've got its degree of light and energy. And so there's all these different levels of consciousness that you're working with within each one of the chakra structures. So know your chakras have many applications to work with. One should never forget energy follows thought, and that a clearly visualized picture of the route taken by the healing energies to their destination via the chakra to the organ system of the body will, in the final analysis, increase the benefit action of the work of the individual individually produced. Now, it's important to hold the clear picture of the movement from cosmic forces stepping down, transforming it through you into the individual, through their chakra, through their natal system, through their nervous system, through their endocrine glands, which stimulate the hormonal excretion, which then goes into the blood, which causes the balance back to the individual. It's a chemical action that takes place. The incoming energies, which is designated as the primal energy, or primary energy, and made to be a healing force by a color, enters the chakra, stimulating it in the etheric body. This is transmitted at that point by a process of differentiation into the secondary energies
of the primary energy involved. This occurs automatically. The speed of the transformation and effect upon the physical body being determined by the condition of the individual chakra. So it'll take effect in the individual by the condition of that chakra. If that chakra is not built up in energy, then it won't go through so fast. The clearer that chakra is, the faster the energy will go through it. The more junk it has binding it and stopping it from its natural function will be the degree it comes to the physical body. If they have a non-belief in that level of consciousness or something like that, it'll slow down the spin of the light. Having passed through the center, these secondary energies plays on the natives, causing the nervous system to respond, and in so doing, passes the impulse onto the endocrine glands associated with the chakra. These are also associated with different organs in the body. This affects a release of its hormones into the bloodstream, thus conditioning one and making one what they are at any given moment. Perfect coordination of the natus, nerves, and endocrine glands result in freedom from disease. When these, so you see that all of these are working together, from the chakra all the way to the gland, and to the organ itself. You see that working. That ensures the disease. Ensures a cure, freedom from the disease. Most of the early westernized literature concerning the chakras pay very little attention to their relationship upon the health of the individual. This important factor cannot be overlooked if you are to gain a clear and practical picture of the etherical mechanism. We are concerned with the energy flow and distribution. We seek to bring a balance to the respective assimilation and distribution of energies as they enter the etheric and circulate throughout. In Master Jesus, all major chakras were perfectly balanced, correctly awakened, and energized. Perfectly balanced, awakened, and energized, making Jesus the Christ an expression of human perfection. This is the divine expression, example, and promise that Christ holds out to all of us, that all may become the divine expression of self and be God experiencing. Now, the blues and greens, as I said, are calming energies, and well, I told you each one of those. I'm not going to go into them then. The conditions of the etheric body may require specific colors to normalize them. So for congestions in the etheric body, use the color green, blue, indigo, or violet. For congestions in the etheric, use green, blue, indigo, or violet. For an overstimulation there, use green. So that's for the calming effect. And for a lack of stimulation there, you would use your activating colors of red, orange, and yellow. For astral problems, often found, is well to know the colors for their factors. The astral congestion, to eliminate astral congestion, blue light, again. That's why they have them when individuals are having emotional problems and can't. See, they change the orange to blue then, you see. For overstimulation of that individual, use blue or green. And for lack of coordination between the etheric body and the astral body, use green. For mental bodies, one finds that all conditions respond best to indigo. In the mental body, that's unity, the color of indigo brings it back. For the mental body, indigo. We're bringing everything back to one. Inflation of the brain, or inflammation of the brain, certain brain tumors, and some forms of insanity are treated through the crown chakra. The calming colors are selected in the cases in order to quiet the action of the crown chakra, and which is normally overactive in these conditions. So if it's a tumor or inflammation of the brain or insanity, it's done through the crown chakra and use of calming fillers. Any problems related to the pineal gland, I mean the pituitary gland, the brow chakra, are treated via the brow chakra. This is such things as neuritis, migraine, headaches, regular headaches, eyes or hearing problems, as well as hay fever, things like that. They're healed through the brow chakra. Again, using calming colors for the calming of that. Heart trouble, certain diseases related to the autonomic system and the vagus nerve and the circulatory troubles will be treated by the heart chakra. Any problems with circulatory troubles or the vagus nerve or the autonomic nervous system should be treated through the heart chakra. Disease related to the thyroid imbalance are treated by way of the throat chakra. Or respiratory diseases, or asthma, or tuberculosis, or bronchitis, or emphysema, they're all treated through the throat, any of those breath-orientated kind of things. So it's very simple. That's just to give you a clue. You can expand on any of those. This little chart I have right here, it shows the colors that you're going up the body with when you're doing the touch of light system. You're touching the base chakras and visualizing the color red in the back of the knees and red at the base of the spine here. When you're coming up the front, the red is also at the chakras there, the knee chakras in the front, and right above the pelvic energy, right in here is where you're hitting with the red. Then you're hitting at the small of the back with the orange, or over the spleen, then at the right below the shoulder blades with the yellow, or right over the navel chakra, right between the shoulders for the green, or right over the heart, right at the back of the neck here, right at the top here at the back of the neck with the blue, or right in the front of the throat. Violet is in the temples, around the brow and that, and an indigo in the crown. Now I use this violet and indigo is reversed, and I use it in the reverse stage here to give the individual freedom of their individuality and unity with God. And that's why I use this particular light spectrum on the touch of light here, rather than reversing those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
We use the first. This is the channels bridge. In the first astrophysics class, we taught channels and merging and powers and that. That's for that development. And this is the light spectrum. The second one is attunement to light. Astrophysics 2 is constantly being attuned to light. Another way to see those chakras is how they move through the body here. Anywhere water is changing levels, and that etheric vitamins are created. Wherever water changes its states, etheric vitamins are found. Anywhere, rivers, so on, so forth, as I already told you. Okay, what's this? For projecting the healing force over the chakras, this is how you hold, this is the hand mudra. Touching, making the triangle, which overcomes stress and strain, in this manner, and you're holding it over the center, whatever the center may be. You're holding it over that center, and you're projecting the will energy through this triangle. Over the chakra, you hold your hands in this manner. This will stimulate the recycling of pineal pituitary gland, the eye glands. You can also put this one like this if you wish to. I sometimes do it in this way so that I activate both the eyes, and then I'm projecting through there, so I'm working with that. At the same time, energy is coming from the palm chakras, and so it's being directed by will, by the head center. And so that would be the way you would project the energy through that. Now if you want to... Yeah, you're projecting through it. I didn't say you'd do all this. Watch what I'm telling you to do. In the In this technique, you breathe, breath is drawn in through both nostrils, and the words, you can say this, the divine light fills me. See, as you're drawing your breath in, and that should be done for about 6 seconds, drawing your breath in, the divine light fills me, or Christ fills me, or the healing powers fill me, the divine light fills me. The second for 3 seconds, the breath is held for 3 seconds, the master soul is visualized as the source of healing light. At that point, you're visualizing the master or the soul as the healing light. This is with the eyes closed, you see. And then for 3 seconds, you're sending energy out. The breath is exhaled again through the nose, and the eyes are open. The gaze is focused through the triangle of your hands, and you say, the divine light fills you as you send it out, as you're breathing out for 6 seconds. You're breathing in, the divine light fills me. You're holding, visualizing the master. 6 seconds, you're breathing out, saying, the divine light fills you. And then your breath is held for another 3 seconds, and you visualize the patient whole, healthy, and happy. You cast that vision on them. So you're breathing in for 6 seconds, hold for 3 seconds, breathing out for 6 seconds, and holding for 3 seconds again. So it's 6-3, 6-3. The cycle is repeated 3 times. The cycle is repeated 3 times. Then the healer must rest to breathe normally for a few moments. And just breathe normally. Usually 5 minutes of healing suffices to call up the healing Jesus to assist the patient's own forces. And so it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. I would never give a reading or work on an individual for more than an hour. It will exhaust you. Too depleting of the energies to work on one individual for that long. Here's the picture of sending that healing force to an individual. You see how far away the individual is here? Sending it through the triangle. Here he is standing next to the bed, and the individual is laying there, and he's projecting it through the hands. See, the projection of the healing force is through the hands. So it can be directly over the chakra, or it can be at a distance doing that. Now, if you're doing it this way, you might visualize the individual laying in front of you. If the individual is not there, use mental projection to do this. You visualize the individual and send the energy to that particular part of their body, whatever the case may be. And if it's a smaller part, you can take in and close off your fingers a little further by doing this one, which is... You can make the triangle smaller. Cross over these fingers. Keep crossing these fingers. And you hold smaller and smaller. The idea of that is it's interlocking of energy, and then you're projecting it to a smaller and smaller spot. It might be a very small section you're working with. So you can adjust the size of your triangle that you're working with over the individual. Be more specific in how you're doing that. Crossing over the fingers. Going over the body, we're getting all of these pressure points in the body, Each one of them can be designated for a different thing. Along the spine, there's also the concentration into different organs and things like that. You get very specific with this healing technique. I'm not going to go any deeper into this now, but I will read one more thing for you here before I go, or in this particular session here. There are five states of mind that you're working through. You're working through the conscious, subconscious, the sub of the subconscious, sub of the superconscious, and the superconscious mind. You're working through those five levels of mind. You're working from the superconscious, to the sub of the superconscious, to the sub of the subconscious, to the subconscious, to the conscious mind. And that's where you're coming out with the energies. Okay, here I'm going to give you some exercises for emotional stability. Concentration on the tip of the nose for supernatural forces of odor, clear smelling. On the tip of the nose for supernatural powers of the odor. The tip of the tongue for supernatural powers of taste and for digestion. To develop that. These are all within the mouth that we're working with. The center of the tongue for supernatural powers of touch and psychometry, for the development of the psychometry, the center of the tongue. Concentration on the palate for supernatural color awareness and increase of clairvoyance. And the root of the tongue for supernatural consciousness of sound or clairaudio. So this will increase clairaudio, clairvoyance, psychometry, taste and digestion, and clear smelling. The root of the tongue for sound, clairaudio. The palate of the tongue for clairvoyance, color awareness. And if you take, and when you're meditating, to increase that energy, push the tongue all the way back in the meditation. After a while, with that tongue turned all the way back towards the back, you'll notice that there's a nectar that'll drop in the back of the throat. That's called ambrosia. And it's an excretion of hormones that will go into the body from the pineal gland. It's called the ambrosia. And it's a chemical change that takes place, and it drops into very nice, refreshing. It's almost gets electrifying. In your meditations, you should turn your tongue back if you're going to activate those senses. So those are to activate clairaudio, clairvoyance, psychometry. Do you have any questions?
The pituitary gland in the center of the brain for the storage of cosmic energies. The story of cosmic forces.
Open your being.
moving about you, just energy and light, pure energy and pure light. What is moving all about you, moving in and out you, is pure light, pure consciousness. And feel in a 9-foot circle about you, every direction, above, below, the left, the right, underneath you. Now above your head, visualize the cloud of a rose-colored light. Now visualize this cloud of rose-colored light building up above your head, compacting, drawing from beyond the atmosphere of this planet, from the cosmic forces, the impaction of a rose-colored light into a cloud of vividly colored light above your head, getting larger and larger. There's about a 9-foot cloud of light. And see it pouring down into your crown and into the pituitary gland and impacting there. This 9-foot into a little tiny speck within the pineal gland. The cosmic battery or the storage battery of cosmic light. And now feel the impaction of that light coming in. Good. And relax and visualize your clear shield around you again. And above your head, see a golden cloud of light. Feel it building up, being drawn from beyond the planet atmosphere of beautiful golden light. To a 9-foot cloud of light above you. Feel this energy coming into manifestation above you. Visualize it. Use your full will and imagination to see it. And now draw it down into the crown chakra and into the cosmic factory, that pineal gland. Feel it impacting in there, now you've got a jewel of golden light. Now visualize around you, moving in and out you, a 9-foot field of clear light. And visualize now a 9-foot cloud of light above you, impacting from beyond time, space, and circumstance, blue light, which is the blue lightning flash from the great center sun, impacting this light from beyond the atmosphere of this planet, impacting cosmic energy into a cloud of light, make it vivid and translucent, beautiful, beautiful. Now bring it down into the pituitary gland again, the pineal gland, storing in the pineal gland, right in the center of the brain. Feel this light impacting there. Okay, between the pineal and pituitary gland in the brain, from this to the back center to the front center, you draw about an 8.5 circle, put it right in a golden circle in the center of the brain, encircling these two glands, and between them see an arc of rainbow light. See the arc of the solar light, of blue and gold and pink and white, of green and golden ruby and violet light. There's an arc of light between these two, and also see a rainbow bridge of red and orange and yellow and green, blue, indigo, and violet between these two glands. And now see that Antakarana, that rainbow bridge of light, going from these glands down the back of your head, down the back of your head into the throat chakra. Keep going into the throat chakra, your rainbow bridge, both of these bridges, both your solar bridge and your rainbow bridge. See them going down through the throat chakra along the vagus nerve and into the heart. See those energies going down into the heart center. See that antakarana between the heart and the pineal and pituitary gland. See that energy coming down out of that golden circle into the heart. Feel it radiating at the throat chakra, radiating now to the left and the right down into your hand, and see an active energy, a rainbow energy coming through the aggressive hand and through the passive hand, these powers of light. Use the rainbow bridge on the left and use the solar bridge on the right.
deep in the heart, the threefold flame blazing there, and the red and the gold and the blue. Now that's the matrix pattern you want to create and work with for the building of your healing forces and the movement of them over your nervous system and through the body. So this could look like a cross, actually turned upside down, coming into the individual. But when it comes out in the physical, it reverses, and so it's an upright cross. So it's an upside down cross, it reverses. Now into the physical, and we have energy going all the way to the base of the spine and up to the crown of the head and out through both of the arms, and you're standing like your arms are spread out, that's the cross. You see that cross of energy in you? Relax. Now hold this whole vision and consciousness of the forces building up and coming into the gland one after another. The root of the chakrana between the pineal pituitary glands of the golden circle, coming down into the heart chakra over the rainbow bridge and the solar bridge, into the arms with the solar bridge on the right and the rainbow bridge on the left, and the cross in the body, a perfect cross of pure white light. Relax. Thank you.
brain power. The power that created innumerable stars, planes, and planets.
Pouring out of all your chakras, all at once, just a clear river of light.
flourishing, and relax. Keep energy coming up to the bottom of your feet, down to the top of your head, into the palm of your hand, whirling at your heart. With every heartbeat, new life and energy to every part of your body, your emotions, your mind, every system in your body, your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your lymph system. Endocrine system, nervous system, when you start coming back to body consciousness, and when you're back in your body, simply rub your hands together, place them over your eyes, and bring yourself back. You can do this now.
The end of part 3. Blessings of light. If this has been a blessing to you, please make a donation to keep this work going. God bless you, and may God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light.